I don't think he gets as much respect as he should. I think, you know, my opinion is that, you know, obviously a biased man, but I think he's the best coach in the league, and, you know, I don't think he's very often recognized as that.
Kellen, that defensive line, or defensive, the 11 guys in defense, a lot of guys were free agents or guys were drafted here. Tony Brown was a guy that came here kind of as a last resort. Talk about what he's done, what you've seen out of him in the last 2 years.
You know, when Tony Brown first got here, it was just kind of a filling. You know, we had some injuries and brought him in to try to help us out depth-wise, and what he's become is a big-time playmaker for us. He you know, not only just a part of this defense, a part of our scheme, we build a lot of things we do around his playmaking ability, and he's really stepped in that role nicely for us.
You appreciate a guy like him a little bit more after what he's been cut like three times, and now he's here, and he's really become a success story.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's a good example to a lot of guys on this team. Tony's, like you said, he's been around, he's been cut, and he came here and just kind of restarted his career, and you know, I think he's blossomed here and fits this system very well.
Deep Ball said that he almost kind of followed you around when he got here. He said, I think I learned from the best. He seems to have learned pretty well.
Yeah, Dave, you know, Dave's a good player, and I don't, you know, again, he was a great find for us. He's flourishing in this system as well. He's not just a fill-in guy. Dave's he's got starter ability, and, you know, I think he can start for a lot of teams in this league.
Kyle, what are your chances this week? Another game-time decision?
No idea at this point. I know it's getting better, seeing progress, you know. I just have to make sure that there's no setbacks and that once I do take the field again, that it's going to be for the rest of the season.
You getting frustrated at all with it, Kyle?
Kind of past the point of frustration. The first couple weeks, I was frustrated almost daily. Now it's, you know, it is what it is, and I just have to accept where it's at right now. And I think it's, like I said, I'm seeing progress, and that's the important thing.
Kyle, is this Jags rivalry any nastier than, say, Colts rivalry or anybody else in the division?
I think so. Just their physical style, we know that it's always tough to recover from Jacksonville games because they bring it, and you know they've got that running attack, and if you're not ready for it, you know they can run all over you. So, you know, I think physically, you know, we get more geared up for this game than any other.